الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we begin this evening seeking the help of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and His blessing reading in the work of Al-Hafidh Al-Nawwi رحمه الله رياض الصالحين specifically from the book that he had entitled كتاب آداب الطعام the book with regards to the etiquettes and the manners of eating. And the Islamic legislation has come with guidance and clarification in all aspects of the human life. That which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beneficial knowledge, guidance and light on how to live one's life and requirements and limits to abide by in every aspect, in every detail. And there's nothing that was left off, except there is guidance clarified from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the head of that, first and foremost, is the creed of at-tawheed, and the proper faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise in His angels, and His books and messengers, and as well in the last day, and in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fundamentals and foundations have been clarified, and likewise, that which is related to that from the obligations, that which is mandatory from the commandments and that which is recommended and likewise that which is forbidden and prohibited and that which is disliked and that which one is advised or recommended to avoid. All of these affairs have been clarified in detail in the guidance revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by learning the guidance in the sunan, the laws and legal ways of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, individual, a person, a believer, he can enter into Islam in entirety, and he can hold fast to the rope of Allah properly and correctly, and he can be steadfast and upright upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal by the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah, He orders the believers in His book, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafa wa la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. O you who believe, enter into al-Islam in entirety and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Innahu lakum Aduun Mubin, and indeed he is a clear enemy to you. The devil is a clear enemy. So to learn the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every major and minor aspect of life is a means to be safe from the tricks and the trials and the tests of the devil. And here specifically with regards to the chapter of eating and drinking, there are issues that are related to this chapter from the affairs of the unseen, that there's no way for us to know about them except by way of revelation and guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with regards to that, the issue of the devil, rather of the devils from jinn and from mankind, the devils from jinn and from mankind, and the harms that they attempt to bring upon a believer at the time of eating and drinking and other than that throughout his day. And the devil, he is an enemy that cannot be seen. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لا ترونهم وحيث لا ترونهم. That indeed the devil, he sees you, him and his tribe, from where you are not able to see them. From where you're not able to see them. So he's an enemy that cannot be seen. He's a staunch and a rival enemy. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And he does not want good for Bani Adam. And he can see us and we cannot see him. Some of the Salaf, they would say, عَدُوٌ يَرَاكَ وَلَا تَرَاهُ شَدِيرُ مُعْنَى. An enemy that sees you and you're not able to see him is very difficult to deal with. It's very difficult to deal with. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come with guidance and clarification on how to deal with the devil likewise and the affairs of the unseen, and that is to seek refuge wholeheartedly and truthfully, sincerely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One will be safe from the devil. So in this chapter here specifically, adab al-ta'am, the manners and etiquettes of eating, by learning the sunan, laws and legal ways, a believer, he will be upon guidance and blessing. He can have goodness in his life, in all aspects and all affairs, in every situation and circumstance. Learning these manners will bring about blessing for him and goodness. And likewise, it will allow him, by the permission of Allah, to truly be able to benefit from his food in a manner prescribed, and to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to praise Him in a manner required. And likewise, a means to be safe from the harms and the evils and the ills that come about by eating and drinking, as well as being safe from the tricks and the traps of the devil. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ.
So much goodness is coming from learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and blessing from abiding by that after learning it. And we begin reading, and the author, he says, Kitabu Adab al-Ta'am, the book of the manners of eating. Babu tasmiyati fi awwalihi wal hamdi fi akhirihi. The chapter with regards to at-tasmiyah in the beginning of eating, and al-hamd in the end of it, So this is the clarification of two affairs. The first one is to make it tasmiyah before beginning eating the food or drinking the drink. And after one has finished eating or drinking, then it's legislated for him to make it hamd. At tasmiyah, the people of knowledge, they mentioned this is to say bismillah. And the people of knowledge, they differentiate between at tasmiyah wal basmala. At tasmiyah and taqula bismillah. والبسملة أن تقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And there's a difference between the two. One of them is more complete, mentioning the attributes, the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, of mercy. And the other one is sufficing with just the Bismillah. And each one of them has its place that is legislated to be mentioned. And the believer who will strive to mention each one in its proper place and to not mix these affairs up, and to suffice with that which has come in the legislation, in the detailed clarification in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at tasmiyah is to say bismillah, and al basmala is to say bismillahir rahman ar rahim. So before eating, we make the tasmiyah and we do not make the basmala. We make the tasmiyah, we do not make the basmala. And after eating, one, he will say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is what is being referred to here. And with regards to the hamd and the praise of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then there are specific narrations that have come, and the author, he mentioned some of them. So the issue here is about the etiquettes and manners upon eating, and before one begins to eat, and likewise the etiquettes and manners that one would perform after eating. And the guidance has come in all aspects. Guidance with regards to eating and drinking has come before one eats or drinks, and likewise while and during one is eating and drinking, and after one has finished eating and drinking, there's guidance for all these affairs. So the author, he says, وعن عمر بن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنهما أنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سم الله وقول بيمينك وقول مما يليك متفق عليه. He mentioned the narration of Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu anhuma, and he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to me, say the name of Allah, sammillah, sammillah, yani qul bismillah, sammillah, yani say bismillah, وقول بيمينك, and eat with your right hand, وقول مما يليك, and eat from that which is near to you, and eat from that which is near to you. Muttafaqun alayhi. Muttafaqun alayhi. This narration here, the author has summarized it. And there's a longer, a more complete wording. The author, he mentions some of that in other chapters later. But now we read the whole narration for the benefit. So he mentioned Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu anhuma. Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu anhuma. He is the son of Abu Salama. And Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu, he was from the best of the Sahaba, and he was married to Salama, and then he was martyred radiyallahu anhu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Salama. So Umar is the son of Abi Salama and Salama, and after Abu Salama was martyred radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet married Salama sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu anha, and Umar was under the guardianship and the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's narrating to us this experience that he had while he was a young boy under the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, كنت غلاما في حجر رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وكانت يدي تطيش في الصحفة فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I was a young boy, a ghulam, يعني a child before the age of puberty, and the hajr of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني تحت تربيته ورعايته صلى الله عليه وسلم, I was in his guardianship, and he was taking care of me and raising me. He was taking care of me and raising me. He says, وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَطْلِيشُ فِي الصَّحْفَةِ. And my hand used to move around on the plate. Used to move around on the plate. Meaning he's eating with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the same plate. And his hand used to go here and go there. And his hand used to go here and go there. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, يَا غُلَام سَمِّ اللَّهَ سَمِّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَقُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ. He said, oh young boy. He said, oh young boy, say the name of Allah. Yani say Bismillah. And eat with your right hand. And eat from that which is close to you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him in this kind and this gentle manner, addressing him in this way, oh young boy, ya ghulam. Ya ghulam, سَمِّ اللَّهَ. Say the name of Allah. Mention the name of Allah, the one who has created you and created this food and provided this food for you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention his name upon the food, seeking his aid and seeking his blessing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ. And eat with your right hand. This is the proper and the good way. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ. And eat from that which is close and near to you. Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu anhuma, he mentions here a great benefit of how he was affected by the guidance and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ طِعْمَتِي بَعْدُ. He said, so I continue to eat in this manner until this day. And he meaning that he's narrating this later. He's narrating this affair later after he had grown radiallahu anhu, and he once he had learned this guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was taught in this beautiful manner, it affected him. And he seen the goodness of that and he liked that way. And he held fast to that and he applied it the rest of his life. And he applied it the rest of his life. And this is the benefit of having a good intention and being kind when teaching the people who are ignorant or those who don't know or someone who has fallen into forgetfulness. If you're gentle with them and you're kind with them, and before that, upon advising them or admonishing them or directing them, you have a good intention, hoping that they will benefit, hoping that they will see the good in the right way and recognize their error and leave it, and that they'll see the good in the right way and follow it, then this is from the greatest means for the one being advised and directed to benefit. As for, on the contrary, if a person were harsh or he were rude or if you were to belittle the individual, don't you know you should say the name of Allah? What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Eat with your left hand. What's wrong with you? Or the likes like this. This is all not proper, and it's not the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to cultivate and to raise and to build and to benefit, not to belittle and to destroy, to tear down and to wipe out. And that's what happens many times in some households whenever people are ignorant of the sunnah or they're impatient and not forbearing in dealing with their family. They want to raise them, but they wind up destroying them. And they want to build them and make them strong and upright Muslims, but they wind up giving them personality issues and problems from belittling them amongst their peers, from their siblings and in their home, and the likes like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was kind, he was merciful. And this is not even his own child. This is the child of one of his wives. This is the child of one of his wives. And in some of the wordings it has come, أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِطَعَامٍ وَعِنْدَهُ رَبِيبُهُ وَعِنْدَهُ رَبِيبُهُ. That the Prophet was brought food, صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the presence of his Rabib. And his Rabib is with him. And the Rabib, meaning the son of one of his wives. The son of one of his wives. And it's not his child. So the Rabib is the son of one's wife. That's not from his loins. And likewise, the Rabiba, the daughter, that is not from a man's loins, rather it's from his wife, from another marriage. So Umar, he's the son of Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, who had passed, and now he's in the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, in some wordings as well, in At-Tirmidhi, it's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Udnu ya bunayya. Udnu ya bunayya. And he's telling him, come close, O my beloved son. Again, addressing him with the beautiful speech and the good and the gentle words. Udnu. Udnu means come close. Taqarrab. Taqarrab. Yani, ya bunayya. Ya bunayya is ism taskir. Yani, meaning, O my beloved son. O my beloved child, come close. Come close. And eat close to us. So all of this is from the good manners and the good teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this narration is from the best and most beneficial narrations, the best and most concise and beneficial narrations with regards to the manners and etiquettes of eating. And he mentioned here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three aspects from the etiquettes and manners of eating. The first one is at-tasmiyah fi awwalihi, and after that is al-aklu bil yamin, and after that is al-aklu mimma yalika, mimma yalika. The first one is to say bismillah upon eating, to say bismillah upon eating, and the second one is to eat with the right hand. And the third manner that we learn here, or etiquette, is eating from that which is close to you. Eating from that which is close to you. And each one of these issues, they have details. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will discuss some of them in our classes. We'll discuss some of them in our classes. So beginning with the tasmiyah, again, that is to say, bismillah. And that is what is intended from the statement, sammillah. Ya ghulam, sammillah. From the verb samma, yusammi. Sammi tasmiyatan, is to say, bismillah. Sammaytu allaha, ay kultu bismillah. There are a number of narrations clarifying this. We read the narration, the author, he mentions, wa an Aisha radiyallahu anha, annaha qalat. Qala Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha akala ahadukum falyadhkur ismallahi ta'ala, fin nasiya an yadhkur ismallahi ta'ala fi awwalihi, فليقول بسم الله أوله وآخره رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح وقال حديث حسن صحيح. So he mentioned the narration of Aisha رضي الله عنها that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that if one of you eats, then he should mention the name of Allah the Most High, and if he forgets to mention the name of Allah the Most High in the beginning of the food, then let him say, and upon remembering, and the name of Allah in the beginning and in the end. And the name of Allah in the beginning and in the end. And this narration is narrated by Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. And At-Tirmidhi, he mentioned, rahimahullah, hadithun hasanun sahih. And he meaning that this narration is authentic. And the actual wording of At-Tirmidhi is clarifying what is intended here by mentioning the name of Allah. And Aisha, she says, radiyallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ طَعَامًا فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, that if one of you eats food, then let him say bismillah. So this narration is clarifying what is intended from dhikrullahi, or from at-tasmiyah. And the narration of Umar ibn Abi Salama, يَا غُلَمْ سَمِّ اللَّهِ. Samillah. And the wording here, the author, he mentioned from Aisha radiallahu anha, فَلْيَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ سَمِّ اللَّهِ فَلْيَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ. And this wording here is clarifying what that means. فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. Let him say بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. So this is the clarification of that whenever one is eating, he says بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. He says bismillah. فَإِن نَسِيَ فِي أَوَّلِهِ فَلْيَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ فِي أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. And if he forgets in the beginning, if he forgets to say bismillah in the beginning, then let him say bismillah. And whenever he remembers, then let him say bismillah in the beginning and in the end. In the beginning and in the end. So this is from the blessing, the barakah of the tasmiyah, and remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will find that there are great, great benefits of mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal at the beginning of the food. And likewise, even if a person he forgot, then he remembers before he finishes, then he will still remember Allah and mention His name. And likewise, he will still obtain the blessing and the goodness from that. The blessing and the goodness from that. Also collected by Ibn Majah is the hadith of Wathira ibn al-Asqa' al-Laythi radiyallahu anhu. He says, أَخَذَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ بِرَأْسِ الثَّرِيدِ فَقَالُوا قُلُوا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مِنْ حَوَالَيْهَا وَعَفُوا رَأْسَهَا فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ تَأْتِيهَا مِنْ فَوْقِهَا. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took the head of the food that is known as thareed. A thareed is a type of food that is mixed with bread and soup, and also many times with meat. With meat, it's mixed together. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took the head of that, or the middle of that, and he said, "Kulu bismillah." Eat bismillah. Yani in the name of Allah. Eat yani by saying bismillah. An indication again that this is the statement or the legislated dhikr that one mentioned upon eating. And he will suffice with that. Min hawalayha wa'fu ra'saha. Eat from the edges. From the edges. And leave the middle of it. Leave the head of it. Fa'in al barakata ta'tiha. Because the blessing of the food, it comes to it from above it. it comes to it from above it. It comes to it from above it. So the tasmiyah is very important to learn and to understand and to know the meaning and to say it with sincere faith. And to say it with sincere faith. Many people, they're aware of the statement Bismillah or even the Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, but they're unaware of the intended meaning of that statement. And it's not just words that are made. Rather, this statement has great meaning and benefit for those who say it sincerely, hoping for the benefit of the mention of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the people of knowledge, they mention it, Tasmiyatu Kalimatu Al-Istiyana. Kalimatu Al-Istiyana is a statement of seeking help and seeking aid. So before a believer, he does something here, for example, eating or drinking, he mentions the name of Allah, seeking the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, beginning with the name of Allah, hoping for the blessing of Allah. So there are two issues that one, he is hoping for by mentioning the name of Allah, by making the tasmiyah or even the basmala. Both of them are the same with regards to the general meaning and understanding and benefit that is hoped for. And that is seeking the help of Allah Azza wa Jal and seeking the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when one he says Bismillah before he's eating or before he's drinking or in any other affair that is legislated to mention the name of Allah in this manner before, then the person's tongue, he says that dhikr property, Bismillah. All the while his heart is aware and remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and hoping for the help and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hoping for the help and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to eating and drinking, the tasmiyah to say Bismillah is legislated for eating just like it's legislated for drinking. So before any food, before eating any food or before drinking any drink, it's legislated for a believer to mention the name of Allah and to say Bismillah. And likewise, it's legislated for every believer, male and female, young and old. Male and female, young and old, even those who are junub, in the state of janabah. And likewise, the woman who is ha'il, or on her menses, it's legislated for all of them. If they're going to eat or drink, to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner, saying Bismillah, saying Bismillah. So the blessing of the Bismillah is great for the one who says it with a heart that is alive, hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for remembering him and hoping for the help and the aid of Allah azza wa jal and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the action that they are performing. And it's legislated not only before eating and drinking, rather it has come in many different places in the sunnah that a person, he will mention the name of Allah azza wa jal. From that, what is clarified in the next narration that the author, he mentions, رحمه الله تعالى. So he says, وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. He mentioned the narration of Jabir. He says, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إذا دخل الرجل بيته فذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله وعند طعامه قال الشيطان لأصحابه لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that whenever a man enters his home and he mentions the name of Allah upon entering and upon eating, then the devil will say to his companions. The devil will say to his companions, and the devil he will say to his forces, and those who are along with him, لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء. You have no place to stay here, nor any food. You have no place to stay here, nor any dinner. And this is from the barakah and the blessing of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Upon entering the home, it's incumbent to remember this affair. Upon entering the home, because these are from the affairs of the unseen, but these are also from the affairs that have been clarified by a sadiq al masduq. And from the requirements and meaning of the testimony, anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasdiquhu fima akhbara. To believe in everything he has informed. And from that is from the affairs of the unseen. And from that is from the affairs of the jinn and the shayateen and the devils. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a number of narrations the issues of the shayateen. And he mentioned that the devil, وَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَاعِدٌ لِبْنِ آدَمْ بِأَطْرُقِهِ, that the devil, he's lying and waiting for the son of Adam in all of his pathways. In all of his pathways. And there's a narration coming likewise clarifying that the devil, he is after the children of Adam from every single path and every single situation and circumstance. He's ready to get involved. And he's ready to cause mischief. And he's lying and waiting for him on his path, wherever he may be, entering his home or leaving his home, upon having sexual intercourse or eating his food. All of these affairs, the devil is trying to get involved, to work his evil and to spread his mischief. And the only way to be safe from him is to follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from that is to mention the name of Allah. So from the means of keeping the home clean and pure from the shayateen is upon entering when he will remember Allah and he will say the name of Allah. He will say Bismillah, and he will enter upon this dhikr along with his heart moving, hoping that Allah will help him and hoping that he will have the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something that we must remember and not be heedless with regards to, and we must teach our children likewise. Because maybe I will mention the name of Allah and maybe somebody else will forget. Or maybe somebody else will mention the name of Allah and maybe I will forget. And then we're not safe from the devils. Rather, the household and the family must cooperate together. And they must work together upon piety and righteousness, aiding and reminding one another, aiding and teaching and educating and reminding one another about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to mention the name of Allah upon entering the home. And there are many other etiquettes likewise upon entering the home, like giving salam. Whenever you enter, you give salam to those who are there. And even if you enter upon your house whenever there's no one there, there's a legislative salam likewise. But this is not the time to go into those details. But the point is now to encourage myself and the noble brothers and sisters to learn the sunnah and to have care for that and to strive to implement and apply it and abide by it every day. Every day and every night, every day and every night, in this manner, hoping for the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal and hoping to be safe from the devil and his forces. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا دَخَلَ رَجُلُ بَيْتَهُ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُورِهِ وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ شَيْطَانُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ وَلَا أَشَاءُ. And whenever a man, he enters his home and he remembers Allah, he mentions the name of Allah, and he says Bismillah upon entering upon eating, then the devil, he will say to his companions and to his forces, that you have no place to stay here, nor do you have any dinner. وَإِذَا دَخَلَ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ قَالَ شَيْطَانُ أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْمَبِيتَ. And if a man, he enters his home and he does not remember Allah, and he does not mention the name of Allah, the Most High, upon entering, then the devil, he will say, and he meaning to his forces, to his people, and he doesn't even mention here the numbers, maybe there are many of them, maybe they're لِأَصْحَابِهِ, يَقُولُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ, he says to his companions. So it's not just one devil. Rather, wallahu a'lam, it's a number of them, many of them. He says to them, adraktumul mabit. If a person, he forgets to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon entering, then the devil, he says that now you have found a place to stay, and you have found a home to reside in. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ قَالَ adraktumul mabit wal-ashya'. Rawahu Muslim. And if he does not mention the name of Allah upon his food, likewise, then the devil, he will say, and he meaning to his companions, to his forces, those along with him, أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْمَبِيتَ وَالْعَشَى. Now you have found a place to stay and a place to eat. Now you have found a place to stay and a place to eat. So the means to be safe from the devils in this manner here with regards to the home and with regards to the food and the drink is by remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then likewise in the house there are other requirements a person he must bring as well, like keeping the house free of the forbidden items, things that are forbidden, like music and the foul videos and shows and the likes like this, and other images that are forbidden or impermissible, and other toys and the likes like this that are likewise forbidden and impermissible, that could be a means of prohibiting the angels from coming in the house. And if the angels do not enter the home, it's the devils who are coming. So to keep the house safe from the devils, a person, he has to remember the name of Allah upon entering first and foremost, and likewise keep his house clean, keep the home clean from all of the affairs that are forbidden that may be found in the house, from the different devices or the different pictures or ornaments or the different toys, games. All of these affairs, they have to be kept out of the home, and the home has to be safe and clean from the affairs that are displeasing to Allah and forbidden. So upon entering the house, the sunnah is to remember the name of Allah. But likewise, whenever one is leaving the house as well, and if a person is not careful upon leaving the house, then likewise he'll be tried by the devils. And it's been connected by Abu Dawood from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَ الرَّجُلُ مِن بَيْتِهِ فَقَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ توكلت على الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله قال يقال حينئذ هديت وكفيت ووقيت. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if a man, he leaves his home and he says Bismillah, and he again mentioning the name of Allah, making the tasmiyah, and then along with that he says, I put my trust upon Allah, there's no might nor any power except with Allah, and then it will be said to him at this time, you have been guided, you have been sufficed, and you have been protected. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَتَنَحَا لَهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ فَيَقُولُ لَهُ شَيْطَانٌ آخَرٌ كَيْفَ لَكَ بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ هُدِيَ وَكُفِيَ وَوُقِيَ. And then at this time, the devils, they will take a step away from him. The devils, they're lying and waiting at the door upon entrance, and lying and waiting at the door upon exit. Whenever he remembered the name of Allah in this manner and made this supplication, at this time the devils, they step away from him. They step away from him, and one of them will say to the other, how could you ever have a way or do anything with a man who has been guided and sufficed and protected? Who has been guided and sufficed and protected? So it's of utmost importance to fortify oneself and one's family by remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hoping for the aid and the help of Allah and His blessing. And hoping for the aid and the help of Allah and His blessing. Likewise, upon using the restroom, mahramukum Allah, this is also from the places of the tasmiyah, and has been collected by At-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Ali radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, satru ma bayna a'yun al-jinni wa awrati bani adam idha dakhala ahaduhum al-khala an yaqula bismillah. That the screen that will be between the eyes of the jinn and the privates of the children of Adam, whenever one of them enters into the bathroom, is that he will say bismillah. So these are from the affairs of the unseen, dealing with the jinn and the shayateen. The means to be safe from them is by remembering the name of Allah Azza wa Jal in these circumstances, upon entering the home, upon eating, upon drinking, and likewise upon leaving the home. Also, whenever having intercourse with one's wife, a man, he must remember the name of Allah Azza wa Jal to protect himself, his family, and his offspring from ash-shaytan ar-rajim, from the filthy and the outcast devil. It's been collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَمَّا إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا أَتَى أَهْلَهُ وَقَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا فرزق ولدا لم يضره الشيطان. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed, one of you, if he comes to his wife and he says Bismillah, O Allah, take us away from the devil and take the devil away from that which you have provided us. If it is decreed that they will be provided a child from that, then the devil will not harm him. The devil will not harm him. So a believer, he must accustom himself to the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and remind himself of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, especially in these specific places where it has come. And also to teach the family. And the children. And to remind them the importance of remembering the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that it's not just words that are said. Rather, it's great words. Bismillah is a great statement. A great statement that whenever is said, along with the heart moving, hoping for the help of Allah and the aid of Allah, hoping for the blessing of Allah, it will bring about much goodness and protection from much evil by the permission of Allah. The second etiquette mentioned in this narration, al-akru bil-yameen, eating with the right hand. Sammillah, ya gulam sammillah, wa qul bi-yameenika. Oh, young boy, mention the name of Allah. And he say, Bismillah, and eat with your right hand. We will see narrations that indicate that this is an obligation, and it's not allowed to eat with the left hand, except if there is a legislative excuse. And from that is that which is collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Jabir radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا تأكلوا بشمالي فإن الشيطان يأكلوا بشمالي. Do not eat with your left hand, because indeed the devil, he eats with his left hand. Likewise collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِيَمِينِهِ وَإِذَا شَرِبَ فَلْيَشْرَبْ بِيَمِينِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِهِ, that if one of you eats, then let him eat with his right hand. And if one of you drinks, then let him drink with his right hand. Because indeed the devil, he eats with his left hand and he drinks with his left hand. Also, in addition to this, and another narration collected by Ibn Majah from the Haditha Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِيَأْكُلْ أَحَدُكُمْ بِيَمِينِهِ وَلْيَشْرَبْ بِيَمِينِهِ وَلْيَأْخُذْ بِيَمِينِهِ وَلْيُعْطِي بِيَمِينِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَيُعْطِي بِشِمَالِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ بِشِمَالِهِ, that one of you, he must eat with his right hand and drink with his right hand and take with his right hand and give with his right hand, because indeed the devil, he eats with his left hand and he drinks with his left hand and he gives with his left hand and he takes with his left hand. So we see in these narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has ordered the believers, whenever they eat, to eat with their right hand, and whenever they drink, to drink with their right hand, and whenever they give, to give with their right hand, and whenever they take something, they take it with their right hand. And he mentioned the wisdom behind that sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is because the devil, he eats with his left hand and he drinks with his left hand and he gives and he takes with his left hand, and it's not allowed to imitate nor to resemble the devil. The hadith collected by Abu Dawood and Al Imam Ahmed from the narration of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, that whoever imitates or resembles the people, he's from them. So a person, he would not want to imitate or resemble or be like the devil, would he ever be learned, the worst and the most evil to resemble or to imitate. So from that is by learning the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we go back to the ayah that we began with, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Oh, you who believe, enter into Islam in entirety and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. From the footsteps of the devil is to cause you to be heedless of the remembrance of Allah upon eating and drinking, upon entering your home and upon leaving, upon having intercourse, so on and so forth, and to eat with your left hand. To eat with your left hand. And another narration that will come, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered a man to eat with his right hand whenever he's seen him eating with his left hand. And the man, he said, I'm not able to. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against him. All of this is an indication that eating with the right hand is an obligation. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be taken lightly. So here we have the benefit of mentioning the name of Allah in the beginning of the food and the drink, and likewise whenever one is entering or leaving his home, as well as whenever one is uncovering his privates and the likes for using the restroom, akramakum Allah, or having intercourse, so on and so forth. All of these are places legislated to remember the name of Allah. That one, he will say Bismillah. And if there are additional wordings that come along with that, like upon leaving the house as well, Alhamdulillah. Even likewise, I remember now a supplication or dhikr upon sleeping, where the tasmiyah will come, and he's saying the tasmiyah. We're close to the tasmiyah. Sleeping. Adhkar an-nawm. Bismika Allahumma amutu wahya. This is one of the first ones, the first supplication. Some of the people of knowledge mentioned that the first supplication one will say upon sleeping, Bismika Allahumma amutu wahya. Bismika Allahumma amutu wahya. In your name, O Allah, I die and I live. I need to just emphasize the importance of the tasmiyah. To emphasize the importance of the tasmiyah and mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be safe from the devil. After that, one will recite ayatul kursi, yani upon sleeping. And after that, the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. And after that, the adhkar that have come upon sleeping. So this is from the guidance of the Prophet, from the most beneficial means to protect oneself from the evils of the unseen, by remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he mentions, وَعَنْ هُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالْ كُنَّا إِذَا حَضَرْنَا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ طَعَامًا لَمْ نَضَعْ أَيْدِيَنَا حَتَّى يَبْدَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَيَضَعَ يَدَهُ. He mentioned the narration of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu that he said that whenever we would attend food, and whenever we would be eating along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not put our hands in the food until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would begin to put his hand first. And whenever we would attend the food along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever we would eat along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we would not put our hands in the food until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would begin first and put his hands in the food. وَإِنَّا حَضَرْنَا مَعَهُ مَرَّةً طَعَامًا. And in one time, we were along with him with some food that we're going to eat. فَجَاءَتْ جَارِيَةٌ كَأَنَّهَا تُدْفَعَ. And a little girl, she came as if she's being pushed. فَذَهَبَتْ لِتَضَعَ يَدَهَا فِي الطَعَامًا. She went hastening to put her hand in the food. فَأَخَذَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَدَهَا. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he grabbed her hand. And he's mentioning that they're gathering, one time upon some food, and they're ready to eat. And suddenly a little girl, she comes rushing, like somebody is shoving her from behind, hastening. And she went to put her hand in the food before she or anyone even began eating or saying the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam snatched her hand. And he grabbed her hand in the midst of her moving forward and hastening. ثُمَّ جَاءَ عَرَبِيٌ فَكَأَنَّمَا يُدْفَعَ. And then a desert Arab, he came likewise in the same manner, as if somebody is pushing him from behind. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ. And he went to put his hand as well into the food. And he again, before mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he grabbed his hand as well. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Upon this, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يستحل الطعام ألا يذكر اسم الله تعالى عليه. That indeed the devil, he finds the food permissible. He declares the food permissible whenever the name of Allah is not mentioned on it. Whenever the name of Allah is not mentioned on it. وَإِنَّهُ جَاءَ بِهَذِهِ الْجَارِيَةِ لِيَسْتِحِلَّ بِهَا فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهَا. And the devil, he's the one who brought this little girl in order to make the food permissible. So I grabbed her hand. فَجَاءَ بِهَذَا الْعَرَابِ لِيَسْتِحِلَّ بِهِ. And then he brought this desert Arab likewise to bringing him in order to make the food permissible or lawful for him. فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهِ. So I grabbed his hand. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ يَدَهُ فِي يَدِي مَعَ يَدِهِمَا. And I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand, that his hand is in my hand along with their hands. And that the hand of the devil is in the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the hand of that little girl and the desert Arab. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَكَلَ. رواه مسلم. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he began to eat the food. It's an indication of the diligence of the devil to take advantage of those who are heedless. Before one says the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will try to partake and share with the son of Adam in all of his circumstances while he's eating and the likes like this, even to take advantage of those who are ignorant or those who are heedless in order to deem the food permissible. Because if a person does not mention the name of Allah upon his food, then the devil, he will share with him and he will partake along with him in that. And how that occurs is from the affairs of the unseen. This is in a manner that we do not know the details of. But it's clear here that the devil, he has hands, and that he eats with his left, and that he will eat the food that the name of Allah is not mentioned. And he'll also come in the home as well. And he will work mischief. And he will work mischief with the other billah because of being heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also from the benefits of this narration specifically is that it's incumbent upon every individual at the table, every individual at the eating the food, to mention the name of Allah. It's not sufficient for one person to say the name of Allah. To keep the devil at bay. Rather, every individual, he must mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if one was eating, and one, he mentioned the name of Allah, and others, they were heedless or neglectful to mention the name of Allah, then his food is not safe. Likewise, the home as well, barakallahu fikum. So if one, he remembers the name of Allah, but others are heedless, then the home likewise is not safe. So this is again a sunnah that a person who will be diligent to implement and to apply, and to encourage all those involved in the household, in the family, or who he's eating along with and likes like this, or living with, to be diligent to remember the name of Allah and to not be heedless. After this, the author, he says, وَعَنْ أُمَيَّ إِبْنِ مَخْشِي الصَّحَابِي. وَعَنْ أُمَيَّ ibn Mahshi as-sahabi radiyallahu anhu annahu qala كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا ورجل يأكل فلم يسمي الله حتى لم يبقى من طعامه إلا لقمة. So he mentioned here the narration of Umayyah ibn Makhshi, the companion رضي الله عنهم, that he says the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, one time he was sitting and a man was eating and he did not say the name of Allah until he only had just one bite left from his food. فلما رفعها إلى فيه قال بسم الله أوله وآخره. And whatever he raised the food to his mouth at this time, the last bite, he said, in the name of Allah, in the beginning and in the end. فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثُمَّ قَالَ مَا زَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَأْكُلُ مَعَهُ فَلَمَّا ذَكَرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ اسْتَقَاءَ مَا فِي بَطْنِهِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَالنَّسَائِي. So he mentioned here, upon seeing this and hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam began laughing. And then he said that the devil was continuing to eat along with him. And then whenever he mentioned the name of Allah, he threw up that which is in his stomach. It's narrated by Abu Dawud and An-Nasa'i. The people of knowledge have clarified that the chain of this narration is not authentic. So the issue here is not established. As for the sunnah of saying Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, if a person he were to forget, then this is already established in the narration of Aisha that has preceded. So if a person he were to forget in the beginning to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, then it's legislated for him to say Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, or he will say Bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. Both wordings have come. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, or he will say Bismillahi fi awwalihi. They have the same meaning. In the name of Allah, in the beginning and in the end. So in this manner, if a person he were forgetful, for whatever reason, in the beginning of the food, and then he remember while eating, he will not just neglect the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will not neglect or throw aside the sunnah. Rather, he will perform it. He will still be able to benefit from it. Rather, the blessing of the tasmiyah, the blessing of mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, will go back to the beginning and to the end of the food. It will go back to the beginning and the end of the food, and that's the meaning of the narration. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. In the name of Allah, in the beginning and in the end. He forgot the beginning, but the blessing of that will go back to the as if it was at the beginning. Yani that he will still be safe and he will still be good and have the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his food, and also be safe from the devil bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. As for the issue here mentioned about the devil throwing up, so on and so forth, this is not authentic, nor is it established in the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's something from the unseen that requires an authentic evidence, and there is nothing authentic clarifying this affair, and Allah knows best. After this, the author, he says, وَأَنَا عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ anha عَنْهَا قَالَتْ كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل طعاما في ستة من أصحابه فجاء عربي فأكله بلقمتين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إنه لو سمى لكفاكم راه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Then the author, he mentioned the narration of Aisha رضي الله عنها. She said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was eating food along with six of his companions, and a desert Arab he came and he ate all of it in two bites. He was eating food with six of his companions, and desert Arab came, he ate all of it in two bites. He ate all of the food that's for six people, he ate it in two bites. فَأَكَلَهُ بِلُكْمَتَيْنِ فَقَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَمَّا إِنَّهُ لَوْ سَمَّى لَكَفَهُمْ. As for him, if he had mentioned the name of Allah, it would have sufficed all of you. It would have sufficed all of you. And he had, instead of hastening taking all the food in that manner, mentioned and remember the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then the food would have been sufficient for all of you. Any meaning that the blessing that comes along with mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla will put blessing and goodness in the food until it will suffice more than maybe it was prepared for. And there are narrations that will come with regards to this as well. After this, the last two narrations with regards to the second portion of the chapter title, with regards to praising Allah upon finishing the food. But inshallah, in our next class, we'll touch on a number of important benefits, one by one, of each of these narrations before continuing about the issue of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the food. Inshallah, after Fajr, we continue reading, and also tomorrow evening, and also Sunday morning and Sunday night, all the way until Wednesday night, yani on the classes on the normal schedule. Inshallah, we will read from this work here, and it's available. The PDF is available in the message channel. Hopefully some brothers maybe they will step up and print some copies for the sake of Allah and distribute them amongst the brothers and sisters, which we hope will bring about benefit for them and for the brothers. And هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.